Only that? Nothing but that? Cried the young fisherman. Only that, she answered, and she smiled at him again. Then, at sunset, in some secret place, we shall dance together, he said. And, after we have danced, you will tell me the thing that I wish to know. No, she said, not at sunset, but when the moon is full. Tonight you must come to the top of the mountain. It is the witch's meeting place, and he will be there. Who is he? Asked the young fisherman. Who is this person of whom you speak? Go tonight and stand near the tree on the top of the mountain and wait for me. When the moon is full, I will be with you, and we'll dance together on the grass. But will you promise to tell me how I may send my soul away from me? She moved out into the sunlight, and it shone on her red hair. I promise, she answered. You are the best of witches, cried the young fisherman, and I'll dance with you tonight on the top of the mountain. He took off his cap and bowed to her. Then he ran back to the town, filled with joy. The witch watched him as he went. Then she went into her cave. She looked at herself in her mirror. He ought to have been mine, she said. I am as beautiful as she. That evening, when the moon had risen, the young fisherman climbed to the top of the mountain and stood under the branches of the tree. The sea lay far down below, bright in the moonlight, and the shadows of the fishing boats moved in the little bay. At midnight, the witches came flying through the air. Phew! They cried as they came down to the ground. What is this smell? We smell someone here whom we do not know. The young witch came last of all. Her long red hair flowed out behind her. Then she came down to the ground. She wore a dress of gold and a little green cap. Where is he? Where is he? Cried the witches when they saw her. She laughed and ran to the tree and took the fisherman by the hand. She led him out into the moonlight and began to dance. They danced round and round, and the young witch jumped so high that he could see her red shoes. Then there was the sound of a horse, but no horse could be seen. He felt afraid.